我们今天呢，就是来跟主学习的。等一会儿艾瑞会给我们开始讲课，但是我们先做一个祷告，求主的祝福。
Now, Lord, we are so very thankful for the access that we have to the truth of God and the God of truth tonight.
主啊，我们感谢您，我们能够来到那真理的神和神的真理面前。
We remember that we have been encouraged in Scripture to come boldly to the throne of grace.
我们根据圣经的经文应许我们，我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的施恩宝座前。
And we don't deserve anything from the God of heaven, but the grace of God has been made known to us, and by grace, God is here tonight to help us and teach us.
凭我们自己，我们本不配得从圣洁的神那里得到任何东西，但是我们现在知道了您的恩典，也因着您的恩典，我们现在来到您的面前。
And so we thank you so very much for this, and we pray that we will both hear and understand and respond to the truth of God that you reveal to us this evening.
所以今天，正因为如此，我们祈求您能让我们听见，也能够明白，也能够回应您今天晚上要教导我们的真理。
And so we give thanks expectantly now in Jesus' name.
所以我们是怀着期盼的心向您感恩，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Harold. Thank you, Harold. This evening, we'd like to take our study of the church and look at the leadership in the church.
我们今天晚上呢，关于这个教会系列的这个讲课的，我们讲教会的这个领袖领导作用。
That is to look at God's provision for the spiritual care and oversight of the local assembly.
用主要内容就是讲神他的圣灵啊，去赐下这个教会的长老来做这个属灵的看顾者的。
And God's provision is made in men that are qualified, and they are called elders or overseers.
所以神的这个方面的供应呢，是通过那些称职的合神资格的长老或者叫监督来供应给我们的。
First of all, we want to look at what is eldership.
首先我们看看什么是长老。
Second, how are elders selected or appointed?
然后再看看我们怎么选择长老或者怎么样任命指定长老。
And then we want to look at the qualifications of elders.
我们再看看长老的资格是怎样的。
And then we want to look at what are their duties? What do they do?
那最后一点呢，我们来看看长老的责任是什么，他们到底要做些什么。
And then I guess lastly, we want to look at what the attitude of the local assembly should be toward the elders.
那最后一点呢，我们要看看整个地方教会他们对面对长老他们应该持一个什么样的态度。
So first of all, what is the leadership or eldership in the local assembly?
那首先我们看看在教会的这个领导制度或者说这个长老制度是一个什么样的东西。
In some parts of the world, many parts of the world, we find that there are men that are appointed to be over many churches.
在这个我们今天的世界里呢，有很多地方呢是有一个人指定一个人呢，他是在很多教会之上的。
But that isn't scriptural at all.
这个是不合圣经的。
In scripture, we always find that elders or overseers are addressed in the plural. That is, there are more than one elder in each local assembly, or there should be, ideally.
那在圣经里面，凡是提到长老或者监督的时候呢，都是复数，也就是说呢， 理想的情况下，在一个教会呢，应该是有多个长老或者监督的。
In many cases, that may not be able, the local assembly may not have qualified men to lead them.
那有的时候呢，在一些地方教会呢，没有找不出那么多能够符合资格领导他们的长老。
In that case, the local assembly should pray to the Lord that he would send them leaders as he promised.
嗯，那这个时候呢，整个地方教会应该祷告，求主赐给他们带来这个和资格的这个领袖来领导他们。
Now, an elder or an overseer, it's not a special class of men that are over churches or over the church.
那长老和监督呢，并不是一群特殊的阶层，然后他们来这个掌控这个教会，不是这样的。
Now, notice what when Paul writes to the Philippians in chapter 1, Philippians chapter 1.
我们看看保罗写给腓立比教会的那个信啊，就是腓立比书的一章，他是怎么说的。
In chapter 1 and verse 1, we read, Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the overseers and deacons.
一章一节，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比，在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和众位监督，诸位监督，诸位执事。
Now notice that he addresses the assembly first, all the saints, and then he mentions the overseers or the elders. Those words are used interchangeably in the New Testament, as we'll see.
你看在你首先看到呢，他是先提到整个教会的众圣徒，所有的圣徒，然后他再提到诸位监督，诸位执事。这个监督和长老这两个词呢，在圣经里是可以互换的，他们是同等的意思。
Now mentioned there are also are the deacons or ministers in the local church.
同样的他还提到诸位执事，执事呢也可以翻译成仆人。
We won't be talking about them tonight. That will be a subject for perhaps next week.
我们今天晚上呢，先不谈这个执事的事，那个是另外一个话题，我们可能下周再讲。
Now, when it comes to an elder or an overseer, the idea of them being an official sort of over the church is absent. You don't find that in the New Testament.
所以你在新约里面找不到这样的表述，就是好像长老监督或者长老呢，他是一个职务或者是一个职位，然后他们呢是来掌控整个凌驾于教会之上的，你找不到这样的经文。
It's not a position to be desired, but it's a work to be accomplished.
它不是一个人人想要追求羡慕的职位，而是一个要完成的工作。
First Timothy and chapter 3, verse 1.
我们看看提摩太前书的三章一节。
We read, this is a faithful saying, if a man desires the position of an elder or an overseer, he desires a good work.
三章一节，人若想要得监督的职分，就是羡慕善工。
So the emphasis there is on the duties or the work, the responsibilities of the overseer.
那这里的重点呢，强调是这个监督的职责，他的这个责任和他的工作。
And he describes it as a good work.
这里面把它描述成善工。
We should also notice that the word elder or overseer, they all refer to the same person in the New Testament.
而且这里面我们要注意，在新约里面提到监督和长老，他们都是指同样的意思，就长老也是监督，监督也是长老。
Turn with me to Acts chapter 20.
我们看看使徒行传的二十章。
Acts chapter 20 and verse 17.
17节。
there we read of Paul's calling the elders of Ephesus to where he would be, where he was at Miletus.
嗯，那这里面呢，就是讲到保罗呢，打发人去把以弗所教会的长老呢，请到他所在的这个城市米利都来。
So we read there, from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church.
17节，保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。
Note again the plurality of the elders in plural.
这里面的长老呢，在不管英文还是原文里都是复数，虽然我们中文里是体现不出来的，是复数。
And so they did come to him.
嗯，然后他们的确来了。
Then down to verse 28.
然后我们一直往下看到28节。
As he continues his talk with them, he says in verse 28, he gives them an exhortation, a warning.
嗯，然后他一直在跟以弗所教会的长老讲话，一直讲到28节，就是给他们一个警告，一个劝勉。
Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood.
嗯，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
So the same men that he addresses as elders in verse 17, where he calls for the, or the Holy Spirit names them as elders, Paul calls them overseers, the same men, in verse 28.
所以在这里看得很清楚，就是同样的一群人，在17节里面呢，就称他们为教会的长老，然后等到28节里面呢，这里面保罗又改称他们叫全群的监督，所以他们都是指同样一群人。
So, it's also, we read there that they are to shepherd the church of God.
嗯，而且在28节我们也读到呢，他们呢是应该来牧养神的教会的。
The word elder, has the idea of maturity.
嗯，那长老这个词呢，其中他自己其中之应有之意呢，就是他是成熟的。
The word overseer has the idea of leading.
嗯，然后监督呢，它这个词呢，它含有就是带领的意思，长老是指他的属灵成熟度，然后监督是指他带领的意思。
And their work is described as shepherding, caring for the flock.
然后他们的工作呢，在这里被描述成为就是牧养羊啊，就是照顾羊。
Now, turn to Titus chapter 1.
我们翻到提多书的一章。
Titus chapter 1 and verse 5.
第五节。
Paul has designated Titus, one of the faithful disciples that were with Paul. He delegated him for a certain task.
嗯，那提多呢是跟保罗在一起的一个忠心的同工之一，现在保罗呢指派他呢去完成几个任务。
The apostles could not be everywhere at once.
嗯，因为使徒他本人呢，他不可能同时在好几个地方出现。
And often they gave them instructions. Titus, Timothy, and others, they delegated certain responsibilities.To men that were chosen by the Holy Spirit.
嗯，所以常常呢，保罗都会按照这个圣灵啊，他拣选一些人，比如说提摩太，比如说提多，比如说希拉，他指派他们去完成一些任务。
And so in verse 5 of Titus chapter 1, we read, "It was for this reason I left you in Crete, on the island of Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you.
第五节，我从前留你在克里特，是要你在那没有办完的事都办整齐了，又照我所吩咐你的，在各城设立长老。
So then, in verses 6 and 7, he gives the qualifications of an elder or of an overseer.
然后第六和第七节呢，他就给出了一个做长老或者说做监督的人的资格条件。
So, first of all, or next on our agenda today is how elders are selected or how they are appointed.
我们按照今天的这个大纲啊，第二个要讲的就是长老是如何设立的，如何选择的。
So we looked at what an elder is. Now, how are they chosen, as it were?
就是他们到底是怎么被选择出来的？
Only the Holy Spirit can make an elder.
只有圣灵能够使人成为长老。
Again, go back to Acts chapter 20 and Paul's address to the Ephesian elders there. Acts chapter 20 and verse 28.
我们再回到使徒行传的二十章的二十八节，这里就是还是回到那个保罗对以弗所教会的长老的这个说的这个话上。
Now we read that verse earlier, and it is that phrase, that says, therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
你看这里面他有一个表述啊，他就说圣灵命你们做全群的监督。
So they're not over the house of God. They're among the flock, but they're in oversight or watchful as shepherds on behalf of the Holy Spirit who has appointed them.
所以这个中文里面表现的不是那么突出，在英文里面是说他们不是在全群，凌驾于全群之上的，他是在全群之中，但是呢他是要承担这个监督的职责的，是圣灵委派他们，是圣灵给他们这样的 责任的。
Now, a church, a local church may meet together and they may vote, to appoint elders. In some places, that's how elders are chosen.
那有些地方呢，他们是这样，他们是全体会众一起投票来选出这个长老的。
But their voting does not put within a man the heart of a shepherd.
但是他们选投票选择这样的动作呢，并不能够把一颗牧养群羊的心放在这个某一个被选出人的里面。
You remember David, King David.
大家都记得大卫王。
When God wanted an overseer over his chosen people, who did he choose?
当神想选择一个能够牧养整个以色列民的人的时候，他选择了谁呢？
The people chose Saul, and he was a big man, and he dominated people, and he ruled over people.
人们呢，就是以色列人，他们选的是扫罗，是一个非常高大的人。这个人呢是统治和或者管制辖管众民的。
But David was not like that.
但是大卫不是这样的。
God says in 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 4. If you go there, 1 Samuel 13 and verse 4.
你可以看看啊，撒母耳记的上的十三章的四节。
Or verse 14, sorry.
不是四节，是十四节。撒母耳记上十三章十四节。
Samuel is speaking to Saul, telling him that his kingdom will not continue.
这时候是撒母耳在对扫罗说话，说他的这个王位呢已经不能继续下去了。
He says the Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart.
在这里面说耶和华已经寻找一个合他心意的人。
And so he found a shepherd boy.
A young man. 他找的是一个年轻的放羊的小羊倌。
And David had a heart for the people of God.
大卫呢是有一颗牧养神的属神的民的心的。
And he collected to himself, even in his exile, he collected to himself many who were discouraged, disheartened in the kingdom, and they came to David, and he became their leader.
即使在大卫啊，在被扫罗追杀的时候，在他最失意的时候，他身边也招聚了一些在自己的国家里很沮丧、很灰心、很伤心的一群人，他们都自愿的到大卫身边来。
Now turn to one of the favorite passages of mine in the book of Psalms.
我们翻到诗篇啊，是我最喜欢的一卷书。
Psalm 78,
78篇诗篇。
Right at the end of the psalm, verses 70 to 72.
到这个诗篇最后了，就是从70到72节。
And he also chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes that had young, he brought him to shepherd Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance.
又拣选他的仆人大卫，从羊圈中将他招来，叫他不再跟从那些带奶的母羊，为要牧养自己的百姓雅各和自己的产业以色列。
David didn't choose himself to be king.
大卫不是自己立自己为王的。
He was chosen by God for the qualities of his heart for God's people.
他是神 选出来的，为什么选他呢？因为他的那个心啊是合神心意的，他是符合这个条件。
And so we read in verse 72 his shepherding abilities.
我们在72节就可以看出他这个牧养的这个能力。
So it says he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart.
于是他按心中的纯正牧养他们。
That is, his motives were right.
这句话说的是他里面的动机是对的。
He was not motivated by self-interest or self-glorification, but for the benefit of the people.
所以他这个动机呢，不是为了自己的益处、自己的荣耀，而是为了这个众民的益处。
And then he says he guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.
然后下句话说呢，用手中的巧妙引导他们。
His actions came from pure motives to glorify the God of heaven that put him in that position.
所以他的纯正的动机啊，就带出了他的这个行为，一切的目的都是为了荣耀在天上的神。
And so the Holy Spirit is the only one that can really put into a man's heart the desire to care for the people of God.
所以只有圣灵啊，他才能把真正那个爱属神的民的那颗心啊，放在一个人的里面。
Of course, David was only a type in the Old Testament of the great shepherd himself, the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然大卫在旧约呢，他只是一个预表，他预表的是那个真正的大牧人，就是耶稣基督自己。
He said, I am the good shepherd that lays down his life for the sheep.
主耶稣自己说，他说我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
How much did the good shepherd love his sheep?
一个好牧人会有多爱他的羊呢？
He laid down his life.
爱到他愿意为他们舍命。
And so, how an elder is selected or appointed, first of all, he needs to be called by God himself, by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们讲到一个长老是如何设立和选择出来的，第一点呢，就是他是神自己选择的，自己呼召出来的。
So, the scriptural order then would seem that God first of all chooses men, qualified men.
但是按照圣经里呢，是神先选出一个合适的和他条件的人。
And then they begin to work.
然后呢，他们就开始工作了，是顺序是这样的。
They look after the people. They're concerned about their interests. They help the weak. They support those that are failing.
所以他们就开始照顾群羊，他们关心他们的益处。他也去扶持那些软弱的，他们懂得他们的感受。
And as the local church sees these men or this man perform works in love for their sake, they would recognize, they should recognize him as an overseer, as an elder.
所以当地方教会在寻求这样一个愿意看顾也有这样一颗心的人的时候呢，他们应该能够分辨出认出谁是神选的这个长老。
So then, first of all, then again, the Holy Spirit makes a person, gives them the heart. They perform the work, and then they are recognized as elders.
所以顺序就是这样，他先是圣灵把这样牧养的心放在一个人的里面，然后呢，圣灵呼召他们，然后他们就开始做这样的工作，然后最后他们就是被认可，被承认。
Now, we read in Titus chapter 1 verse 5, where we had Titus go and appoint elders.
那在提多书的一章五节里面呢，保罗是让提多去在各城设立长老的，就是指定长老。
And even before that, in Acts chapter 14 and verse 23, Paul and Barnabas, they went and they appointed elders.
然后在这个提多书之前，在使徒行传的14章的23节啊，这里我们看到保罗和是希拉吗？还是谁？他们那个在各教会选立了长老。
So verse 21 for our connection.
我们看上下文，先从21节来看啊。
Acts 14:21, we read, and when they had
21节
and when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples.Exhorting them to continue in the faith and saying, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed.
这二人应该是保罗和巴拿巴啊。二十一节对那城里的人传了福音，使好些人做门徒，就回路斯德、以哥念、安提阿去坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道。又说，我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。二人在各教会中选立了长老，又禁食祷告，就把他们交托所信的主。
Now, you could, some people argue that, elders need to be appointed.
那有人就根据这句经文呢，就争辩说，那长老呢是应该是被指定的。
But we don't have apostles today to do that, or for apostles to delegate others to do that.
但是我们今天却没有这样的当时的像使徒保罗这样的人做这样的事情了。
And we don't need the apostles.
我们也不需要使徒了。
Because we have the apostles' writings, we have the,we have the qualifications that, for the elders given to us by the apostle Paul himself.
因为我们现在已经有使徒保罗，他亲自写下的这个有关长老的资质的这样的文字了，已经有这样的写下来的经文了。
So when Paul sent Titus to appoint elders at Crete,He told them exactly what qualifications to look for.
所以当在提多书里面，保罗让提多去设立长老的时候呢，他后面两节就直接把这个长老要有什么样的资质就告诉他了。
And so that they, Titus had, he had a blueprint in his hand. He had the same instructions in his hand that we have today.
所以在提多手里呢，他也就有了这样的一个指南，一个指引，就是我们今天也有同样的这样的指引，去关于如何设立长老的。
So in other words, as just as Titus was delegated to appoint elders, so we can recognize the qualifications with the same criteria that Titus had.
所以换句话说，就是我们今天呢，我们也掌握了和提多一样的这种选择长老的这个标准。
So we don't need to depend on any man to tell us what the qualifications are or to appoint elders in churches today.
所以我们今天不需要任何人来告诉我们啊，长老要符合什么样的资质，然后让我们自己去指定这个长老，或者让人指定长老。
Just as the Holy Spirit guided the Apostle Paul, then now we have his instructions given through the Holy Spirit.
所以就像当年圣灵启示保罗带领他一样，给他启示的这项的教导的标准一样，我们今天也拿到了这样的指示。
Now, it should be noted that Paul didn't ordain elders on his first visit to those churches.
我们一定要注意，就是保罗第一次去拜访一个教会的时候，他当时并没有按立长老。
Rather, he allowed some time for those elders whom God had ordained to be manifested or to be shown by their work.
他是要留出一段时间的，让这些神所选择的这个长老呢，他有一段时间来通过他的工作来显明出来他的资格。
And of course, Paul, being among them, would be able to observe and see those who are doing the work, and then give them a formal appointment.
所以他这个是一个结果，就是保罗在他们中间的这段时间呢，他眼睛就看见谁在做这样的牧养的工作，然后就给了他们一个正式的这个认可。
So it was now it's for us in the local churches to recognize those of whom the Holy Spirit has worked in their hearts, and we should recognize them, and we're going to look at the qualifications.That are written for us right now.
所以今天在地方教会呢，是我们自己根据这个神的所启示的这个资格，然后我们自己去看，然后把这些圣灵把这样的牧养的心放在那个人的里面的这样的人呢，把他认可出来，识别出来。
So next we're going to look at how we might recognize someone who is an elder or an overseer.
那下一点呢，我们就来看，那我们怎么来识别和认出谁才是长老和监督呢？
They're found in two locations. We've already looked at Titus, and we'll refer to that later. But turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1.
圣经有两个地方呢写到这个长老和监督的资格的。我们先看提多书是一处，我们等会儿再看。我们先看提摩太前书的三章。一节开始。
I'd like to read the first seven verses.
我们读前面的七节，一到七节，提摩太前书三章一到七节。
This is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of an elder, or an overseer, rather, he desires a good work. An overseer, then, must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate,sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? He shouldn't be a novice.Lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil.
人若想要得监督的职分，就是献善功，这话是可信的。做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导，不饮酒滋事，不打人，只要温和，不争竞，不贪财，好好管理自己的家，使儿女端凡事端庄顺服。人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？出入教的不可做监督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。监督也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网罗里。
So first of all, then, as we look, going to go down this list and examine each one briefly.
嗯，那我们接下来就会看这里的这个单子列出来的条件啊，一个一个来看。
The bishop or the overseer must be blameless.
嗯，所以做长老或者做监督的呢，他必须是无可指摘的。
That means he must have a good reputation.
也就是说他必须有好名声。
It doesn't mean to say that he must be sinless. None of us are.
嗯，但这不是说呢，他就是完全无罪的，因为我们没有一个人能做到完全无罪。
But if he could be accused of something in public and it can be proved against him, then he should refrain from taking on the duties of an overseer.
但是呢，如果他在公开的场合被指责，而且有证据证明他的确是做错的话呢，那他应该就从长老的这个职责上退下来。
Secondly, it says he must be a husband of one wife.
嗯，刚才是第一条啊，必须无可指责。第二条就是他只做一个妇人的丈夫。
Now there is some discussion about this, whether an unmarried man can be an elder, but it doesn't seem from the rest of scripture that will hold much truth.
嗯，那也有人根据这句经文说，是不是那没结过婚的人就不能做长老？但是我们从下面的这个话语中呢，没有看出说有这个意思来。
But in many societies around the world, polygamy is very often practiced.
嗯，但是在今天还是有很多国家啊，就是一夫多妻还是很普遍的。
And so that if a man gets converted,and he has more than one wife, then he should refrain from being an elder.
嗯，所以在那样的就一夫多妻的这个国家里面呢，如果一个人悔改信主的话呢，如果他同时有好几个妻子的话呢，那他就不应该担任这个长老。
So, in around the world, missionaries have often run across the problem in polygamous.Societies, they've run across this problem.
嗯，但是呢，传教士啊，经常在这些一夫多妻的这些文化的国家里面啊，遇到这样的难处，这样的困难。
Now it would be because the Bible teaches that polygamy is wrong. It would be equally wrong for a man who had two wives, say, before he was married.To put one wife away, that would leave her in hardship, and if there are any children, it would leave them without a father.
嗯，但是如果一个人已经是有两个或以上妻子的话，你一定要使一个妻子离开这个家的话，那就会使他的这个孩子呢变成没有父亲的，这个妻子也是没有丈夫供养的，会造成很多其他的问题。
And after much searching of the scriptures and waiting on the Lord,The missionaries that I have heard of, they advise the new Christian to support both his wives. The only prohibition would be that they could not become an elder.
嗯，所以经过很多的查考圣经，很多的祷告呢，我听说哈，就是传教士告诉我们，他们认为更合圣经的方式呢，就是这个人要同时照顾两个妻子，就是一个都不能不管。但是呢，这样的人呢，就只有一个缺陷，就是他不能当长老了。
The next we read that the an elder or an overseer should be temperate. That is, he should not be given to any excesses.
另外呢，就是有节制啊，第三条，有节制就是说他不能有任何的就是过分的这个行为。
That is, some people find it hard to be moderate. They're always go to extremes in some ways.
这个其实是很难的，很多人常常就是在某些事情上走到极端。
And so such men should not be overseers.
但这样就是不大容易控制到这个适中的程度，老是容易走极端的人呢是不适合做长老的。
Also, we read there that an elder should be sober-minded.
然后下一个条件呢是自守。
That is, there must be evidence in his life that the Christian life is not some pleasant pastime. But an elder and an overseer, they are grappling with eternal matters, often very serious.
这个自守或者翻译成谨守的意思就是他们必须有证据表明啊，他们不是沉迷于这个在地上的一些娱乐快乐的事情，而是他们非常的严肃的是对待永恒的事情的，他们非常渴慕永恒的东西。
Often the saints are troubled and maybe suffering in some way, and so an elder or an overseer should be compassionate not be frivolous with people.
Is that have anything to do with sober?
Yes. Yeah. Sober-minded. In other words, they shouldn't make light of people's problems. They shouldn't, you know, treat people's problems in a very humorous way or try, you know, it's a serious business.
Oh, got it. 他这个谨守还有意思呢，就是做长老的他对待别人所遭受的难处啊，所遭受的痛苦呢，他不能轻忽，不能用一种开玩笑的就是那种戏谑的这种方式去轻忽的处理，而是他就是要非常的严肃认真的重视的对待别人的痛苦和感受。
Next, it said they should be of good behavior.
下一个就是端正，下一个条件是端正。
Or orderly. In other words, a life, that is not careless. They should be orderly in all their life, disciplined and orderly.
端正也可以翻译成他是有秩序的，就是守规矩的，所以他们的生活不是随意的，是非常的有规则有秩序的。
Next we read that they should be given to hospitality.
那下一个呢是乐意接待远人。
Or, lovers, a lover of hospitality. That is, the home should be open to the Lord's people.
或者翻译成是他们是很心甘乐意的好客的，就是他们的家呢要敞开为了主所用的。
A good example of that is the home of Martha and Mary and Lazarus.
一个好的例子呢就是马大玛利亚和拉萨路他们的家是敞开的给主用的。
It was a place where the Lord Jesus loved to be.
主耶稣是非常喜欢到他家去的。
And where he knew well, if there was any place on earth, he felt at home in that place.
那如果说地上还有什么地方是主耶稣在那里面有宾至如归的感觉的话呢，那就是马大玛利亚拉萨路的家了。
And so, like Lazarus and Mary and Martha, an overseer should be a hospitable, person.
所以一个长老呢应该像马大玛利亚拉萨路那样是一个好客的人。
Also, an overseer should be able to teach, apt to teach.
那下一个呢就是善于教导或者擅长教导。
Doesn't mean to say that he would have to be a gifted teacher. Still, he should be, he should have the ability of handling the scriptures in a wise manner.
嗯，当然并不是说他一定要有这个教导的恩赐，而是说他有这个能力呢，用智慧的方式来对待这个处理圣经的经文教导。
He should be able to help the people of God with problems, and he could point to scriptures that might benefit and encourage them.
嗯，如果遇到有人有困难的时候呢，他应该能用圣经的这个经文指出来去帮助他们。
And the next one is that they should not be addicted to wine.
嗯，下一个条件呢，他是不能就是酗酒，不能喝酒上瘾。
A man should be able to control his own appetites. If he can't, he's not worthy to be a leader in the church.
嗯，所以一个人呢，他的这个饮食的这个胃口啊，这个食欲他总是应该能够控制的。如果连这个都控制不了的话呢，他是没有办法成为长老的。
And then it goes without saying, shouldn't be a violent person.
然后下一点呢，其实是不需要说，大家也明白，就是他不能是一个暴力，有暴力倾向的人，不打人，就是这个意思。
That is someone that would lose their temper in a violent rage.
嗯，那有的人他是会在这种暴怒当中啊，他就失控了，他就要用这种暴力的手段对待别人。
That would certainly be inconsistent for an elder.
嗯，那这个是肯定是不符合一个长老的这个条件的。
Also, here's one. He must not be greedy for money.
嗯，不打人，只要温和是一个意思。然后就是，嗯，不贪财。
A true leader and a true overseer understands that money is to be used for the Lord and for advancing the Lord's interests.
嗯，所以一个真正的属神的长老，他是知道这个钱财啊是要用在主。是要用在主身上，是要为了主的益处使用的。
So, a greedy Christian is a paradox. You know what a paradox is? It doesn't have any meaning. A greedy Christian, there should be no such thing as a greedy Christian.
嗯，就是如果是一个贪财的人的话，其实他是什么都不明白的。他一个贪婪的人，其实他是无知，什么都不懂的。
A Christian is one who has received everything from the Lord, and we are to give from what we've received.
嗯，所以一个真的基督徒，他是明白他一切的东西都是从神那里领受的，也要给还神，用在神身上。
So to be a greedy Christian is the opposite of what a Christian should be.
所以你如果是一个贪婪的基督徒的话，你恰恰是做了这个跟基督徒应该做的相反的事情。
Next it says that the overseer should be patient or gentle.
哦，现在讲到的是温和，它这英文的顺序跟我们不太一样，现在讲的是温和、柔和。
Just like the Lord Jesus, the meekest and...
嗯，
and most... Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you repeat that sentence?
Oh, I'm sorry, I see my internet connection was a little unstable there. Okay, The Lord Jesus himself, our great example, he was the most patient and meek man that ever lived.
嗯，那主耶稣基督呢，就是一个最好的榜样啊，他是这个我们地上的人当中啊，最有耐心、最温和、谦卑的人了。
Now, those are not virtues that the world admires.
嗯，那这个品格呢，就温和这个品格，并不是这世人所所崇尚的一个品格。
But they are in God's kingdom.
但是在神的国里面，这个品格是神所喜悦的。
To be gentle and to be patient.
嗯，就是有耐心，有耐心柔和。
When we think of a shepherd caring for sheep, they have to be gentle and they have to be patient.
如果我们想到一个牧羊的牧羊人的话，牧养羊的牧羊人的话，他一定得是柔和的，都是得是有耐心的。
Sheep require those two great qualities in order to gain their trust.
因为一个牧羊人他必须有这两个品格，就是他是耐心的，温和的，这样羊才能够信任他。
Also, next we read that the overseer shouldn't be quarrelsome or contentious.
下一个呢是不争竞，就是他不争吵，不争闹。
Some people like to argue over small things that have no consequence at all.
有些人呢，他很喜欢在一些微不足道的小事上，不会带来什么严重后果的事上呢，去争辩。
God's man will let those small things drop and not contend about them.
那么属神的人呢，他是不会在这种小事上跟人纠缠的，他。对，他是不去争，就是争辩争吵的。
And again, we read that the overseer should not be covetous.
Covetous,
yes. Verse 3, the end of verse 3.
最后就是不贪财，就是不贪婪。
Covetousness, covetous, we read in the Bible, is idolatry.
我们在圣经学到贪财就是拜偶像。
That's valuing things above God himself.
它实际上就是把东西摆在这价值摆在神的价值之上了。
And the idol can be take many, many forms.
因为偶像呢是可以有各种各样的形式的。
That is the overseer's priorities should be right.
所以这一点告诉我们，就是作为一个长老或者监督的话，在他心里的这个价值的优先顺序是要对的。
Then next we read that the elder should rule his own house well, that is having his children in subjection with all seriousness.
下一个呢条件就是要好好做长老的，要好好管理自己的家事，儿女凡事端庄顺服。
So if he can't control his own children in his household,then how will he care for the church of God?
This is the question. Next,
in verse 6, we read that he should not be a novice. That is one newly come to the faith.
然后第六点呢，就是他不能是一个新信徒，不能是初入教的。
Because, A person may be, a man may be old in years, but yet not be qualified for spiritual oversight because of lack of spiritual experience as a Christian.
就一个人呢，他可能年纪很大了，但是呢，他还缺乏在这个作为基督徒这个属灵的经验，所以那即使他年纪很大，他也不适合做长老，因为他信主的时间不长。
A young Christian that has not yet been through the school of God and the discipline of God, might be lifted up in pride that in this position as an overseer, and then he fall into the condemnation of the devil.
就如果一个新信主的人呢，他还没有在神的学校里面啊，有学习足够长的时间，没有经历过神足够的管教的话呢，如果那这样的话，他的这个如果做长老，他的骄傲就会起来，他就会陷到魔鬼的网络里面。
That is, remember the devil, he was lifted up because of his pride and he was then cast down.
魔鬼就是这样的，他就是因为骄傲自高自大，然后被神打下来的。
So, an inexperienced Christian could easily have a fall. Not that they'd lose their salvation, but they would fall from their reputation.
所以一个新信主的基督徒呢，也因为自高自大也很容易跌倒的。不是他跌倒以后不是说失去他的这个救恩了，而是他的这个名声就坏了。
And also there we read in verse 7, he should have a good report from those that are out without, that is outside of the church.
第七节我们读到他也必须在教外有好名声，教外就是在教会以外也有好名声。
That is his neighbors and the people that he works with.
那这可能教外就是指他的邻居或者是他的工作中的同事等等。
So, Titus also adds, one thing, a couple of things. If you go to the book of Titus, he adds a couple of details as well on the qualifications of an elder or overseer.
那提多书呢，这里面又增加了一些细节，我们再看一下，就是长老的这个条件啊，提多书的一章。
And it says there that in, that, verse 9, that he should hold fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict.
第九节要坚守所教真实的道理，就能将纯正的教训劝化人，又能把争辩的人驳倒了。
That is, he should be able to defend the faith. He should know the scriptures well enough to not only be able to do it, but to actually do that, to be holding it forth, to proclaim the word of faith.
也就是说呢，他能够为真理站立，能够去护教啊，就是他不仅他对圣经要熟悉到一定的程度，不仅他自己明白，还能去驳倒别人，去劝化人。坚守他这个真理。
So you can see the qualifications of an overseer, they are mainly moral qualifications.
所以我们这里面看啊，就关于长老的这个或监督的这个条件，大部分都是道德方面的要求。
And these moral qualifications, they are achieved often by maturity.
那这些道德上的资质呢，通常都是因着他的属灵越来越成熟，属灵度足够高而达到的。
And that's why I believe the term elder is used.
所以这就是为什么用长老啊，就是年纪大的人，长老这个词的意思。
Now, the Bible does not say that an elder has to be ordained by any body of man.
圣经里没有说长老一定要是一个什么机构，人的机构来按立。
It doesn't say that he must be have a college degree or university degree.
也没有说他必须得有什么大专呢，或者是大学的这个证书，毕业证书资质没有。
It doesn't matter if he's a successful businessman.
也不是说他必须是一个成功的商人，也没有这个条件。
Even his personal appearance, there's nothing in there to disqualify.
另外他的外貌长相也没有关系。
He may be a very poor man.
他也可能是一个非常穷的人。
Even a street sweeper, we might say.
也可能就是个扫大街的。
But if he has a love for the Lord's people and an understanding of the will of God, and he is chosen by the Holy Spirit, then he should be recognized as an overseer in the church.
那只要是他是爱属神的人的，而且他也明白主的旨意，然后圣灵也选择他做全群的监督了，那就应该选立他做教会的长老。
Now just because someone has been successful in business doesn't mean to say they're going to be successful in the Lord's house.
Amen.
一个人在生意上，在工作上成功，并不意味着他在神的这个事情上就能够做得好。
There may be an abundance of money, but there probably won't be an abundance of spiritual power.
他们可能有大把的钱，但那并不意味着他们有这个大把的这个属灵的能力。
So, what are the duties of elders now? We've looked at their qualifications. What are their duties?
我们刚才看了做长老的资格，那现在我们来看看他的责任是什么。
First Peter chapter 5 and verse 2.
彼得前书的五章二节。
Peter describes himself as a fellow elder among them.
嗯，这里面呢，彼得把自己描述成叫做就是我这座在你们中间与我同坐长老的，就是和他们一起同坐长老的。
And he's exhorting a number of assemblies of Christians.
嗯，那他这里面呢是劝勉就是好几个教会的基督徒。
And he says in verse 2, shepherd the flock, or verse 1, I must read verse 1, sorry, 1 and 2.
嗯，我们从一节开始读啊，必须要读一下这一节。
Notice he says, he addresses his statements to the elders who are among you. He makes mention of them.
嗯，他说我做这长老的啊，就是也劝你们中间与我同做长老的，你们就是好几个其他教会。
Again, notice that he speaks in the plural, and he speaks of them as being among the flock.
嗯，然后这里面他长老都用的是复数啊，而且是说在群羊当中的。
And so he goes on and says, "I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd." Mm-hmm.The flock of God, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
嗯，一节读到三节啊，我这座长老做基督同受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
So he says their duties, first of all, is to shepherd or to feed, literally feed the flock of God.
嗯，所以这里面看他们的这个职责，首先呢就是要牧养或者说喂养这个群羊。
Now they do this by ministering the word of God.
嗯，他们是通过传讲神的话来做到这一点的。
Not necessarily public ministry from a platform preaching as we are today, but visitation, house to house.
嗯，也不一定非得是在讲台上这种公开的讲道，像我们今天晚上这样的，也包括呢，就是一家一家的这种探访，也包括的。
And so he talks there about serving as overseers in verse 2.
嗯，然后他说是在在服侍啊，在这个群羊当中服侍，他这个中文里面不是看得特别清楚。
So it's a matter of service to the flock of God.
嗯，应该是这句话，就是按神旨意照管他们。
And then next it says, not by compulsion, but doing it willingly, with a willing heart.
嗯，他说不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，就是甘心乐意的，愿意去做的。
And not to gain money, not for monetary gain, but with a ready mind.
嗯，也不是因为贪财，不是为了要挣更多的钱，乃是出于乐意。
And it doesn't mean lording over God's heritage.The elder is not a dictator. He's not a boss.
嗯，所以这个做长老的并不是说他要去指挥别人呢，他不是一个老板，他不是要这个辖管群羊的。
There we read that in verse 3. Not lording over those entrusted to you.
他说也不是辖制所托付你们的。
But he says they're to by example, be an example to the flock.
而是乃是做群羊的榜样。
The elder must remember that the good shepherd never drove his sheep. He led his sheep.
嗯，所以我要做长老的要记得，做牧羊人呢，他从来不是驱赶羊的，而是在前面带领羊的。
Now, from a human standpoint, when we organize a number of people, say, for example, a president or a prime minister or something, or a mayor of a city, these people then dictate to others what must be done.
但是从我们人的认知我们知道啊，在地上的人的组织当中，比如说是总统也好，总理也好，或者是一个市的市长也好，他们总是去命令别人，让别人去按照他的命令去做的。
And so, they can issue orders from headquarters and everybody must just obey what the authority says.
所以他们通常做法呢，就是从总部发布命令，然后其他人呢都必须遵守他们的这个权柄要求他们做的事情。
But an overseer is one who leads by example, and others follow rather than driving them.
但是做长老的呢，却是通过那样做榜样的这样的方式呢，能带领群羊，然后让群羊跟随他们这个榜样。
So, in a very real way, elders often set the tone of a church, the pattern in the church.
那通常呢，这个长老呢，是给一个教会定调子、定模式的。
The Lord is looking for elders, godly men, who put the Lord first in their lives.
那主呢一直在这地上去找这个做长老的人，就是能够把神的事放在最重要的位置上的这样的人。
And where there are men like that, you'll find there will be a healthy spiritual church.
只要一个教会有这样的人呢，那这个教会呢就是一个在属灵上比较健康的教会。
So they're leaders. They set the tone, you might say, of a church.
所以，这就是他们啊为这个教会定的这个调子，我们可以这样理解。
So again, elders ought to support the weak, and those that are suffering.
长老呢，他要去扶助那软弱的人，去关心那些正在受苦的人。
Finally, they should, when we look at their duties in 1 Timothy chapter 4, for example.
我们看到，在提摩太的前书的四章，我们可以看到长老的职责，继续看长老的职责。
Second Timothy, I'm in the wrong book.
提摩太后书的四章，不是前书。
The elders should reprove and rebuke and exhort the believers.
那长老呢也需要就是纠正批评指责基督徒。
Anything that's contrary to the faith, the scriptures, they should be rebuked with all authority.
凡是跟圣经里所说的这个相反相悖的呢，那长老呢是需要去责备的。
For example, in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2, Paul writing to Timothy says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching.
四章的提摩太后书四章二节，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，便用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
And again, in Titus 1:13, for example, just over the page or so.
再看看提多书的一章十三节。
Where, Titus is told to rebuke, those Cretans who were lazy and so on.
在这里面呢保罗也让提摩太呢去责备那些克里特人呢，他们是很懒惰的。
He says to rebuke those Cretans, therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth.
十三节后面，所以你要严严的责备他们，使他们在真道上纯全无疵，不听犹太人荒谬的言语和离弃真道之人的诫命。
Now, lastly, what attitude should the church themselves take toward elders?
那么最后一点我们讲，就整个教会他们是应该采取什么样的一个态度来对待他们的长老呢？
In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 17, Yes, 1 Timothy 5, 17 and 18.
17和18节。
That some elders should be cared for in a financial way by the church, if that's possible.
那善于管理教会的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉。
This is let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain, and the labor is worthy of his wages.
那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此，因为经上说，牛在场上踹鼓的时候不可拢住他的嘴，又说，工人得工价是应当的。
So if a man is called even from his own work to live by faith, not for a salary, we're not talking about a salaried position here. We're talking a man, someone might feel the need is so great that he will be sent out by the Lord, commended from the assembly itself, to labor full time in the word and doctrine and care for the assembly.
那这里面说呢，就是有些工人呢，他是里面有极大的为主做工的这个负担和热情啊，他就被地方教会去差派去做这个全职的服事，他们去做这个长老这个位置或者说这个服事的位置不是为了薪水的，他们是真为了神的工作的，但他们是全职服事的。
On the other hand, in the majority of assemblies that we're associated with, the elders generally are men that are self-supporting.
但是我们所接触的大部分的教会啊，大部分的长老呢，他们都是自给自足的，就自己养活自己的。
Again, the church should have an attitude toward those that would sacrifice everything to care for them.
Sorry.
Just underlining the same point that I'm making, that the church should take care of those elders who give them themselves full time to the work.
但是同时那些把自己全然献上啊，把自己所有的一切都献给主做全职服事的人呢，教会一定要好好的照管他们。
Now mind you, a person doesn't just take this on themselves.
所以一个人不是说他们自己去选择做这个事的。
In other words, they would go to the other elders and say, I would like commendation to this work.
他会找另外一个长老说commendation.
Commendation, yes. To be commended to the work of the Lord.
他是要请别的长老要把他差派出去的，就是不是他自己自说自话就去做的，他是需要别的长老赞同他，而且是派他出去的。
So they be commended the same way that a missionary might be commended.
就是像教会派出传教士那样去指派一个全职的长老，跟派出传教士是一样的做法。
Now, again, something else. How the assembly should, what their attitude should be towards the elders.
我们还有看看其他的方面，就是当地方教会讲到地方教会如何对待长老的态度上看有什么其他的点。
We're told to, they should not be rebuked. An elder should not be, criticized or rebuked to their face, but entreated as a father. That's 1 Timothy 5:1.
这个是在提摩太前书的五章一节里面说的，就是不可以当面的啊责备老年人，是要带他们像父亲那样。
That is, they should be respected.
也就是说要尊重他们，尊敬他们。
Do not rebuke an older man or an elder, but exhort him as a father and younger men as brothers.
不可严责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄。
And then 1 Thessalonians and chapter 5.
提塞罗尼迦前书的五章。
And verse 13.
13节。
Where we read in verse 12.
12节。
We urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake.
12:13, 弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的，又因他们所做的工，用爱心格外尊重他们。你们，对，格外尊重他们。
So therefore, we see in this verse that they are to recognize those elders, those overseers who labor among them and are over them in the Lord, and to respect them very, very highly for their work's sake, for the work that they do.
这边说他们要真的是认可啊，就是这些做长老和监督的他们的辛苦的工作，而因为他们的这个劳苦啊，就格外的要敬重他们。
And then Hebrews chapter 13, please.
希伯来书的十三章。
And verse 7.
第七节。
Remember those who rule over you, or the overseers over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct.
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
So there's the exhortation, the final exhortation of how our attitude should be towards them. We should, they should be remembered, they should be honored, they should be obeyed, and first of all, they should be recognized, of course.
所以对于如何对待教会的长老的这个态度啊，我们要纪念他们，也要顺服他们，要效法他们，而且要认可他们。
And finally, before I finish my portion, and I'm going to turn it over to Brother Harold to conclude in the last few minutes, give him an opportunity. 1 Peter chapter 5.
在我结束之前呢，等一会儿我再让 Harold 长老补充啊。我们先看看彼得前书的，最后我讲一下彼得前书的五章。
And here we find that there is a great reward. There's a crown that is given to the faithful shepherds.
这里面我们看到，就对那些忠心的这个做长老、做牧羊人的，是给他们有一个荣耀的冠冕的。而且永不衰残的荣耀的冠冕存留的。
I think this might be one of the hardest crowns to win.
我觉得这可能是最难得着的一个冠冕了。
It's certainly one that requires, I don't want to belittle the other crowns, they're all the glorious crowns. But this is a crown that's very, very dear to the Savior's heart.
我不是说我要轻看其他的冠冕，其他冠冕也是非常非常宝贵、非常非常荣耀的。但是我是觉得这个给做长老监督的这冠冕啊，在救主的心里是非常的重视的，非常的对地位高的。
And I want to read those four verses together because we read the first three, but this last concluding verse in this little paragraph is a beauty.
我们把这个五章的一到四节一起读一下，因为前三章我们已经读了，但是到前三节已经读了，第四节呢是一个非常美丽的一个总结，就 所以我们要一起读这四节。
The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, and not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按照神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And so, this, we will, when the chief shepherd appears, he's going to appear with those crowns for those faithful under shepherds.
所以当我们的牧长啊显现的时候，他会带着这些荣耀的冠冕，这些冠冕一起出现，这些冠冕就是为那些忠诚的啊做牧羊的人的长老准备的。
Now, just in closing a thought, I realize in some parts of the world, maybe China as well, that there aren't very many men who are qualified.
我作为最后总结一下啊，我知道这世界上很多地方啊，也可能也包括中国，不是有很多人是具备这个长老的这个资格条件的。
Much of the work of God has to be carried on by the sisters.
然后很多神的工作呢是姐妹们在做的。
What are they to do?
他们到底在做什么呢？
With us, because that's one of our concerns, is we need to cry out to God for men. For men to step up.
所以我们要向神呼求啊，呼求那些做弟兄的、做男人的要站出来，要起来。
May that be so for the glory of the Lord and for the furtherance and building up of His church, especially in China.
为了神的荣耀，也为了特别在中国啊，这教会的建立和成长啊，希望我们的这个呼求能够实现。
Thank you, Brother Harold.
Thank you, Eric. What Eric has given us has been an outstanding overview of the teaching of Scripture on the subject of eldership, overseership, or pastors. All three words, the same, shepherds, pastors, elders, overseers, all speaking of the same person in Scripture.
刚才 Eric 长老给我们讲的呢就是关于教会的这个长老监督或者牧者的这个制度的一个很好的一个全面的一个讲解。那在圣经里面呢，长老监督和牧者他们都是一个意思，是指一种人。
And his concluding remarks are that not always is the congregation able to follow all these requirements because there aren't men there who can fulfill all of these requirements.
他刚才最后 也提到啊，就是很多的这个教会呢并不能够找到很多能够符合这个资格的人。
And so I'm going to refer you to one verse again, Titus chapter 1. We'll look at just one verse.Titus chapter 1.
我们再多看一节经文啊，提多书的一章。
Paul says, Titus, verse 5, verse 4. No, verse 5.
第五节，一章五节。
For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city.
我从前留你在克里特，是要你将那没有办完的事都办整齐了，又照我所吩咐你的，在各城设立长老。
You can't just say, all right, he's the only man here. They're the only man here. They must be overseers. Paul didn't do that when he was in Crete. He didn't do that when he was in other cities.
他不是说你这个地方有一个人你就设立他，那个地方有一个人设立他。保罗在克里特的没这么做，这个提多也不会那样做。
He said, Timothy, set in order the things that are wanting, and then you'll be able to ordain overseers.
他不是说只是设立长老就完了，他是让提多呢，他先要把没有办完的事都办整齐了，然后再设立长老。
So, with that as a background, here's another illustration. What do you do in a family when there's no father?
那么同样的道理，我们看如果一个家里如果没有父亲的话，会你应该怎么做呢？
And the answer is the mother takes the role of the father and trains the sons to be good fathers in this family as well as their own.
那应该是这个母亲啊，她承担起自己的责任，她训练自己的儿子将来能够成为他自己那个家庭的父亲，能够也承担他现在这个家庭的这个责任。
So the mother doesn't say, I'm the father. The mother says, I'm going to train my sons to be men in their own right. They can be men in our family as well.
他妈妈不是说我现在就是父亲了，而是说我要训练我的儿子，让他在这个家里面能够成为男人。
So now just a quick story.
给大家讲，很快讲一个小故事。
Many years ago, there was a woman in our assembly in Vancouver who wanted to be a missionary in China.
很多年前呢，在我们教会呢，有一个姐妹，她想到中国去做传教士。
She was prepared to do that, but she was not welcomed in China. She ended up being a missionary in Taiwan.
他本来是预备好去中国的，但是中国那个时候不欢迎他，所以他最后呢，他是去了台湾。
She wasn't a man, and she could not play the role of an overseer, but she wanted to do a great work for God. So she got some younger people around her, and she just taught them and trained them.
他不是一个男人，所以他没有办法担当这个长老的职责，但是他呢周围呢有一些年轻的男孩子，所以他就训练他们成为属神的人男人。
Many teenagers came to her house and under her influence, and she trained them in the basics of scripture. She trained them to be men of God as well as to be men.
然后呢有很多十几岁的这个年轻男孩啊到在他们家，他就用神的话语呢圣经里的教导呢来训练他们，然后训练他们成为一个属神的人，也成为一个真正的男人。
Her objective was to set in order the things that are wanting in order that she could ultimately, or they could ultimately be elders as required.
所以他的目标呢，就是使这一切的事情都办整齐了，也就是说这一切的条件都能够成熟，让这些男孩子最终能够成长为长老。
The wonderful thing is that all over the world today, there are many men who are outstanding elders who came from that little work that that woman said, I can do for God.
可喜的是就是今天啊在全世界各地有很多非常忠心的长老啊，都是从这个姐妹她所为主立志要做的这一点的事情当中成长起来的。
We are all working by the grace of God to train and to establish overseers, as we've heard, who can do the work of God here and elsewhere as the Lord would lead them.
所以我们因着神的恩典，我们也在训练，在培养，就是能在这里或在其他地方能够成为长老的人。
Don't be discouraged. Pray, as Eric said, that the Lord will raise up overseers and do everything we can to train them, to encourage them, to help them so that they can become overseers tomorrow if in fact they're not ready to be overseers today.
所以不要灰心，就像刚才 Eric 说的，我们要恒切的祷告，求主自己兴起这些能够担任长老职责的人，我们要尽我们的一份力量，我们去训练，去培养去鼓励这些将来能够，也许现在还不是，但将来能够成为长老的人。
All right, our time is more than gone. I apologize. Let's pray.
我们时间已经过了，我抱歉，然后我们一起祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that the structure of your church is that it should be shepherded by elders.
主，我们感谢你，您所立的教会的结构呢，就是您的群羊要被长老所牧养。
And Lord, we pray that you will raise up many elders all over the world.
主，我们求您能够在世界各地兴起很多的长老。
And Lord, we would pray that you will help us raise up these elders. Help us to teach and train and encourage and inspire many to be elders for the glory of God.
主，我们也求你让我们也能够去教导，去鼓励，去训练，去激励这些长老在能够在世界各地做长老的人。
Lord, help us who are men to aspire and to study and to long to be in that position.
主啊，盼望您让我们这些做男人的能够渴慕能够愿意去渴慕这样的善工，去做长老的善工。
And help us who are ladies to train them, to help them, to encourage them, to love them into such positions.
那让我们这些做姐妹的能够愿意去训练去鼓励，去爱他们去培养他们做这些做到长老的这个资格，达到长老这个位置。
So Lord, we give thanks for tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the Spirit of God who will build his church in a way that will bring glory to Jesus.
我们感谢你的话语，也感谢你的真理，也感谢圣灵教导我们如何建造你的教会。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
你这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you, dear brother.
Thank you.